At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. House Republicans yesterday released their long-promised tax reform proposal. The bill would help the wealthiest Texans by repealing the alternative minimum tax and phasing out the estate tax. For middle-income families, the proposal would double the standard deduction and increase the child tax credit. But the National Association of Realtors worries about a provision capping property tax deductions at $10,000. The group says doing so would lower home prices and hurt middle-class homeowners, and Texas has some of the highest property tax rates in the country. Dallas Republican Jeb Hensarling chairs the House Financial Services Committee. He talked about those concerns on Bloomberg TV.
Ultimately, what's going to help home sales and people achieve the American dream of home ownership is a growing economy. So the interest deduction is still preserved, but the standard deduction goes up, and that's going to help a lot of working families.
Hensarling also said he's confident the bill will pass by Thanksgiving. The Congressional Budget Office hasn't scored the bill yet. Early voting wraps up today for a number of local elections. Voters will decide whether to eliminate Dallas County Schools, which provides bus service to Dallas ISD and other area districts. In the Fort Worth School District, there's a bond package on the ballot along with a so-called penny swap election. KERA's Stella Chavez and Bill Zeeble have been reporting on these education items. They talked to Eric Austin for our Friday conversation.
Stella, let's start with you. There's an item about Dallas County Schools on the ballot. Now, this is not a traditional school district. It's a transportation agency, and it provides bus service for area school districts. And it's faced a lot of problems in recent months and years. What's been going on at Dallas County Schools?
Well, one of the big problems recently is that buses aren't getting students to school on time. A number of parents have been complaining that their children are missing part of first period. There's also been complaints about financial mismanagement. There was a failed, costly bus camera system, buses running red lights and being ticketed, and also a really costly land deal.
And school districts are also concerned about rising costs, right?
Right. Michael Hinojosa, the superintendent for Dallas ISD, testified over the spring that these buses were costing the district a lot of money and that ridership had actually gone down.
And all these problems got the attention of state lawmakers, and in particular, State Senator Don Huffines.
Right. Huffines wanted to take action to basically abolish the agency. He says it's corrupt and unsafe and unreliable. Instead, lawmakers ended up agreeing to let the voters decide. And so that's the item that you'll see on Tuesday's ballot.
Dallas County Schools says it's been making a lot of changes in recent weeks and months. What has the bus agency been doing?
I spoke with trustee Kyle Renard, who told me that many of the people involved in the past scandals have been forced out. There was the superintendent who was forced to resign. Also recently, the board president resigned. Here's Renard talking about those changes.
We really do consider this not only under new management, but it has a more service-oriented philosophy now, and we are not tolerating things the way they've always been.
So what's at stake here? If voters decide to get rid of Dallas County Schools, what happens?
If voters decide to get rid of Dallas County Schools, the state comptroller would set up what's called a dissolution committee. And then they would basically spend the next few months trying to figure out what happens next.
Turning to you, Bill Zeeble, you've been monitoring what's happening in Fort Worth ISD. There's a big bond package on the ballot in that district, $750 million. What's this package about?
There's a lot of old campuses that would be refurbished under this $750 million package in Fort Worth ISD. There's overcrowding. There's maintenance and upgrades that the superintendent, Ken Scribner, talked to a Chamber of Commerce group recently about that.
60% of our schools were built before 1960. Our high schools, many of you know, Poly, 1930s. Arlington Heights, built in the 1930s. Tech, as well, are our older high schools that we need to invest.
Scribner also talked a lot about overcrowding. Tanglewood Elementary School, for example, has 870 students. It was built for 600. He said if the bond isn't passed, they'd have more than 1,000, actually 1,100 kids in that school without any means to house them.
And then there's another item on the ballot, and lots of folks are calling this a two-penny swap. And even to folks who are in education circles and even to journalists, that term can be quite confusing. So, Bill, let's break it down.
So there are two funds. There's the Maintenance and Operations Fund, and there's the Debt Service Fund. Two pennies would be moved from the Debt Service Fund into the Maintenance and Operations Fund. That's a way to avoid raising any taxes. It's just moving some money from one fund to another. And here's Scribner talking about it.
If a local community wants to invest in its schools, initially, the state will more than match that. The state will reward you for doing that.
It would be $23 million a year for 10 years. So Fort Worth people who favor this package say it's a good deal for Fort Worth ISD.
Now, we've seen some North Texas school districts attempt penny swaps or tax ratification elections with varying degrees of success in recent years.
Yeah, some districts want to do this. It shows how creative they're trying to be. The state funding just isn't what it used to be. So there are some districts trying a penny or two penny swaps or some variation of this TRE, a tax ratification election, so that they can put more money in their maintenance and operations funds than they have otherwise.
Bill Zeeble and Stella Chavez, thanks so much for explaining this.
You're welcome, Eric.
You're welcome.
Voters in Dallas will consider a billion-dollar bond package, and there are seven constitutional amendments on the ballot. You can find our voter guide at keranews.org. Organizers expect about 3,000 cyclists for tomorrow's Dallas Bike Ride. 20 miles of city streets from downtown to North Oak Cliff will be closed for the inaugural event beginning at 7:45. Streets will reopen as bikes clear an area. You can view a list of closures at dallasbikeride.com. And a reminder, this weekend is daylight savings time. That means it's time to set your clocks back an hour. Daylight savings time ends on Sunday at 2 a.m. In the forecast, mostly sunny skies, a high near 79 this afternoon, overnight low around 64. It's 58 degrees in Dallas, 53 in Fort Worth.